One of the most common questions about a sukkah is when one has a tree over his sukkah. A tree over his sukkah, we find in the Gemara, it passes the sukkah. The fact that there's a tree which covers his sukkah invalidates it. However, there are a number of factors involved in order that this should be true, that indeed it should passel the sukkah. And not always are they all met, and not always is the situation that the sukkah is going to be passel. What happens sometimes, a person stands in a sukkah and looks overhead and sees that there's a tree. However, when he looks closer and he can figure out that the tree is not really directly over his sukkah, it's somewhat to the side. And one of the ways to be able to tell is one takes a laser and stands it up perfectly straight on the floor of his sukkah, and he does it all the way to the end, and he sees if when that laser beam goes up, whether it hits the tree at all. And if he sees with this laser or some other way that the tree is not directly over his sukkah, it's just over to the side, that's not going to be a problem. The fact that it's next to his sukkah and it looks like it's over his sukkah is not going to be a problem as long as it's not directly over his sukkah. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in his Bir Halacha, adds another point that sometimes what happens is in the way that the tree is positioned, the tree, even when it's off to the side a little bit, is really what's giving his sukkah the shade. It's replacing the schach, so to speak, as what the one that's giving the tree its shade. Nonetheless, says the Bir Halacha, that the sukkah is still kosher. Again, as long as the tree is not directly overhead, directly over the sukkah, even if it's the one giving it the shade, the sukkah is still going to be kosher. There's another question that comes up, is that when one has a tree next to a sukkah, sometimes, either when the wind or because of other factors, the branches at points could end up over the sukkah. So even though the way the tree usually is not over the sukkah, but at some points, the branches are blown by the wind and end up over his sukkah. Can he use his sukkah? Can he eat there even? Can he eat there without the wind? Can he eat there even when it is windy? And Rabbi Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and many of the other contemporary poskim say that as long as the tree in its permanent position is not over the sukkah, even in there are times that it blows or ends up over the sukkah, it's still going to be kosher. And it's going to be kosher even at those points when it's blowing. So one doesn't have to be worried about that. As long as they don't get stuck in a position, in a place, that they end up staying in more of a permanent manner over his sukkah. Another very interesting point about a tree over a sukkah is that many times people notice a tree over the sukkah, but it seems to them as being very high. It seems to them as this shouldn't in any way pass on my sukkah, being that it's so high. Sometimes they'll say it's over 20 amos. But we find in the Gemara Daf Tes that the Gemara seems pretty clear that even if something is over 20 amos, even much higher, over a sukkah, if it's something that's going to passel a sukkah by being on top of it, it's not going to make a difference what height it's at. So even if you have a tree that's over 20 amos, even if it's much higher, as long as it's, like we said, directly over the sukkah, that's still going to make a problem, and that's still going to passel the sukkah. Now, one has to do is remove those branches, remove those tree, which we'll get to in the following shir. And what another important point is that we're also going to get to is that sometimes the tree does not cover the entire area of the sukkah; it covers only part. And not always is the entire sukkah going to be possible. In Be'ez Shem, we're going to be getting to.